Good morning. So the last, I don't know, it's been about a year, a little over a year. I've been going through some issues with, some issues with Zachary and the custody of Zachary. I think most of you know that. I think you know that I've been trying to get custody of Zachary. I've been turned down 3 times now for trying to get the case from Oregon into California, because that means I have a better chance of getting custody. And I've been turned down 3 times. I'm fighting 2 states. I'm fighting Oregon and I'm fighting Idaho because of a situation that not all of you know about. But anyway, so I'm fighting 2 states. And I am going back to court. I will not give that fight up. So, but anyway, and I'm also been struggling with now my dad's diagnosis. And yet we do not know what stage cancer he has. And we do not know all the vital organs that have been afflicted by the cancer. So that's been kind of weighing on me from the last, month and a half, whatever. And so I have this ring that my mom gave me 19 years ago, and it has the inscription "Peace" on it, which has really got me through 19 years. And I use it a lot when I pray, because it kind of does the same thing that the Lord's Supper does. And the song, Grace, God's grace, it's amazing that, so many times I don't deserve it. I don't deserve God's grace so many times, but he's given it to me. He's given it to William so many times, and it's amazing. And along with that grace comes peace. It just gives me so much peace. And I need that right now in my life. I need that peace. I need that grace. And I think we all do. At times in our lives, we need that grace. We need that peace. And every Sunday when we take the Lord's Supper, we can be reminded of God's grace and his peace that he gives us in our lives. So this morning, let's take this supper and be reminded of the peace and the grace that he has for us in our lives.